Snort's face wadded itself up into a scowl. Punk not like coyote grub? Oh no, it's not that, not at all. It's just, you guys eat grub worms? I mean, I thought coyotes ate fresh rabbit, ground squirrels, prairie dogs, you know, good nourishing meat dishes that are, nourishing and fresh and so forth.
Grubber worms, plenty fresh, still wiggle when coyote crunch up.
No kidding? They're, still wiggling when you chew them up?
Plenty fresh. Also crunch and pop in mouth, oh boy.
Perhaps he saw my eyes cross.
Unk not like crunch and pop?
I didn't say that, Snort. It's just that, well, I've never eaten grub worms before, is the point. They're not part of a dog's cultural experience, shall we say, and I just have no idea how a guy might go about eating them, don't you see?
Rip show Hunk how to eat yummy grubber worm.
Rip flashed a big grin and stepped up to the dirt pile. He picked around in the dirt with his paw until he found a nice fat worm. Then he pitched it up into the air, caught it in his jaws, and slammed them shut. The first sound we heard was the snap of his jaws. This was followed an instant later by a pop, which sent a little tremor through my innards. Rip chewed it up, grinned, and said, Snort turned back to me.
Brother say grubber worm yummy and yummiest. Now Hunk give try for eating yummy grub.
You know, Snort, I ate right before I left the ranch, and gee whiz, I don't think I could hold another bite. No kidding. He stared at me with his empty yellow eyes.
Gee whiz, better eat coyote food, or coyote brothers get madder and maddest.
Right. That's just what I was thinking. We sure don't want to insult anyone's cultural heritage, do we? I picked through the dirt and found the smallest, skinniest worm in the bunch. Snort watched my every move and shook his head.
Too skinny for a guest. Hunk picked bigger and fattest of all. Take this one.
He pointed his paw to the biggest, fattest, ugliest, nastiest yucco worm of them all. I squeezed up a weak smile, swallowed hard, and said, well, here goes. Over the teeth, over the gums, look out, stomach. Here it comes. I pitched it up, caught it, and crunched it. It popped. It oozed. I could feel it spreading across my tongue and mouth, like a spill of toxic garbage juice. I had no intention of swallowing that slime. I would hold it in my mouth, until they weren't looking. Then I would... The boys were smiling.
Pretty yummy, huh? It's delicious. I love it. Ha, then swallow.
He whopped me on the back and... I felt the toxic green slime sliding down my food pipe and invading the quiet happiness of my stomach. My upper lip curled. My eyes crossed. My pals saw it all. I got the impression that they even enjoyed it.
Pretty yummy, huh? Eat more.
I could hardly speak. My eyes were watering. My tongue, mouth, and taste buds had just been poisoned. I gasped for breath.
Oh, you guys go ahead.
Hunk, eat more.
Right, you bet.
And so, with the wolf-eyed brotherhood hovering over me and watching my every move and gesture, I did my duty. The first five were the worst. The second five were bad enough, but some better. By that time, all the circuits in my tongue and mouth had been fried beyond recognition, and my stomach had already gone into convulsions and shock. The Brotherhood observed it all and seemed pleased. Snort whopped me on the back again.
Hunk like coyote food, huh?
I smiled and gazed at them through bleary eyes. Oh yes, you bet. Those worms are... Snort, has your face always been green? Uh-oh, excuse me, boys. I've got to... I dashed into the bushes and put the worms back where they belonged, on the ground. When I staggered back to the brothers, they were shaking their heads.
Honk cheat. Not make good coyote. Better try again.
Now, fellas, please, no more. It's not that I don't like your... Okay, let's admit the truth. Worms make me sick. There it is. I thought I was dog enough to eat anything you ate, but I was wrong. They stared at me.
Honk, flunk.
Huh, that rhymes, doesn't it? You know, guys, words are very
not change subject. Honk, flunk, test.
No, wait, I think I can... Okay, I flunked the test. Where do we go from here? They went into a whispering conference. Then...
Maybe we try honk in one more test. And better not flunk.
I almost fainted with relief. There for a second, I thought my cook was goosed. Hey, great, no problem. I'll do better on this one, you'll see.
Better do better.
What will we be doing this time? I mean, I was hoping it wouldn't involve, well, worms, you might say.
Hunk find out soon enough.
They looked at each other and laughed. Then Snort gave the order for us to move out. I fell in line behind them, and away we marched through the bushes and darkness. It was the same formation we had followed before. Snort out front, then Rip, then me. And from outward appearances, nothing had changed. But something had changed. It suddenly occurred to me that these guys were never going to give me a test that I could pass. They were never going to accept me as one of their own because, well, because I wasn't. What a blockhead I'd been. Leaving the ranch, leaving my job, my friends, my gunny sack bed, and yes, even my bowl of tasteless dog food. All at once, leaving the ranch seemed about the dumbest move I'd ever made. Sure, I'd been blamed for the garbage barrel fiasco, but so what? With Sally Mae and Loper and Slim, at least a guy had a chance to repair the damage and try again on a better day. But with Rip and Snort, right then, at that very moment, I knew what I had to do. I had to get out of there. I had to escape, run back to my ranch and hope that I could take up where I'd left off. It wouldn't be easy, but I had a plan. See, I was the last in line, right? I'd been in the caboose position all night and the brothers hadn't paid any attention to me. All I had to do was slow my pace just a bit, fall behind, and then make a run for it. I would head straight to the creek and swim downstream for 100 yards or so. That would cover my scent. Pretty smart, huh? You bet it was. See, Rip and Snort were the champs when it came to following a scent on dry land, but even they couldn't pick up a trail through water. All I needed was 2 minutes head start, and I just might be able to pull it off. I slowed my pace just a tiny bit at first, then a little more and a little more. So far, so good. I stopped and listened. I could hear them marching on to the west. Great, it was working. Now all I had to do was turn and, I ran smack dab into a big hairy cannibal. It was Snort. He gave me a toothy grin.
Hunk, get lost in dark?
Yes, and I was just about to call for help. Boy, am I glad you showed up.
Hunk, change mind about outlaw trail?
Me? Change my, surely you're joking, Snort. Me change my mind about, hey, who'd want to go back to the dull routine of ranch life? Not me, no sir. Okay, maybe eating grub worms isn't my idea. Why are you staring at me? He was staring at me.
Hunk, not leave. Still got big test.
Right, and I wouldn't miss it for the world, Snort. Honest. No kidding. I mean, I just love a challenge.
Hunk, march between Rip and Snort. Not get lost.
Great idea. I was about to. There's no need to push and shove, Snort, really. See? I'm marching. Here we go, off on a new adventure. Good grief, had he read my mind? My plans for escaping had just gone down in flames.
Nope.
Now what was I gonna do? It appeared that I had become a captive. And so it was with a heavy heart that I fell into line between the Cannibal Brothers. Snort followed me like a shadow and never took his eyes off me. When he thought my pace was too slow, he bit me on the tail. And as you might guess, that gave me a powerful desire to keep moving. We marched westward for another half hour or so, and then we came to a stop. I glanced around, studied landmarks, and tried to figure out where we were. My best guess was that we had tramped through the horse pasture and were now inside Wolf Creek Park. Yes, of course we were, because up ahead I could see several campsites with tents and travel trailers. People came here to camp and fish in the lake, don't you see? That's why people came to the park. But why would a couple of rowdy coyotes come here? I mean, coyotes tried to stay away from people, right? It didn't make much sense to me. There was something fishy about this. I waited for the brothers to make the next move. They went into a huddle. They whispered and muttered for several minutes. Then Snort came over to me.
Hunk, ready for next big test?
You bet, sure, no problem. But Snort, allow me to point out that we're standing in the middle of a public park. People camp here, see? A lot of people. And in a few hours, they'll be waking up. Maybe you didn't realize that. He gave me a blank stare.
Many people make many garbage.
Yes, that's true.
Many garbage have plenty food.
Oh, sure, but... Wait a minute. Whoa, hold it. Halt. Surely you're not thinking of... For Pete's sake, my life had come full circle. They wanted to raid the garbage barrels.